Sandlin and Don Lee are here on the call.
That's it, Don. Hello.
Hey, Bob. Thank you for the email yesterday. I hope you're doing well.
Sure, yeah. Making progress.
Yep. Well, you got a big couple of weeks. We can have you in our prayers, buddy.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I do appreciate prayers.
This is James LaBaugh.
Hi, James. Paul here. Welcome.
Thank you.
If they call in. So, we'll I'll settle with the usual. I know it's a little bit awkward to have a conference call, and for those of you that we welcome input from the public, but if you can somehow, I'll try to pause off enough for someone to jump in, and we welcome your comments, of course, within reason, the amount of time. So with that, I'll just go to item two, status and timeline of the proposed revision. Staff, do you have any update on that? General schedule?
The rules were adopted. They were published in the Texas Register on October 22nd.
But they have to be approved by the commission, right?
They were already approved by the commission. And subsequent to the commission approval, they were published in the Texas Register. So that that rulemaking is concluded.
All right. As far as that, we're out of touch with that then. Well, the next item, I'll go ahead and take an update, but I'll go ahead and say that Martin Hesse asked me to add this to the stuff. And so, item number three, did anyone just join us on the committee?
Yeah, Mike Massey, sorry, Bob.
Oh, hey, Mike. Yeah, good to have you. Just in time, we're already on item number three. So, I think Don Redman was going to speak on this item, is that right, Don?
I can, and I don't know if we have much to say. We can certainly state the status of any decisions that have been acted on or that are pending. Item number three mentioned the Air Products case that was considered by the commission last September 24, 2013. The commission denied the appeal on that use determination and affirmed the executive director's use determination.
Well, let me reiterate that I don't think it's in the scope of our committee to get involved in specific applications, but to the extent that it has broader application, then we do have an interest. So that's where, and Mike, I'll go ahead and mention that, and I think I just did, to put this on the agenda. So I think it does have broader applications, so I'll open it up for discussion.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. And Don, I definitely don't want to get into the details and analysis of the individual case. I don't work for Air Products. The question that I thought was relevant to the broader committee is a potential discussion we've had earlier. We haven't taken it up for action. There are some continued decision-making the ED needs to make as it relates to whether there's an adequate regulatory underpinning for a given piece of equipment, right? And so the question, I guess, on a broader policy position is the Air Force decision, you might want to review just for everybody so people know what I'm talking about, and I'm not the one to summarize it, you can do it, but just at a high level, that the basic position that the ED took was that in that case, the equipment and its carbon capture equipment, just for those of you who aren't familiar with the case, didn't have an adequate regulatory driver yet. Is that a fair characterization? And I guess the corollary question is, when do y'all envision that kind of equipment would have an adequate regulatory driver?
I think I would refer to the terms of the use decision itself for the reason the use determination was issued. I don't have that one before me right now. I think we look at each application for the applicant to provide the citation to the environmental law that the purported equipment is used to meet or exceed.
That's what I'm getting into, is that in the decision it was stated that there was an adequate environmental citation, and the 10,000 pound gorilla is that we know EPA has issued a regulation regulating carbon dioxide as a pollutant. We know that the Supreme Court has
in one instance struck down an underlying permit program, which basically has affirmed the ability to regulate CO2 as a pollutant of the Clean Air Act. So given that that toggle switch has been kind of passed by EPA, the question is what type of regulation is going to need to be passed in order for really any kind of carbon capture equipment to be relevant. I don't know if Cyrus is on the call, but Cyrus and I have had a dialogue before about the need to maybe get the committee to think about carbon capture equipment and how it gets treated under the program. You know, for the prior years, it's not been directly relevant, but obviously it's becoming more and more relevant in many sectors, not just electric power, but others. And this was a situation where they did it, I guess, at a refinery. So is there a sense, I mean, I don't want to get into the details of how you briefed the case, but just is the ED made a kind of a determination about what's going to need to happen from a regulatory perspective for the capture of carbon dioxide at a facility to qualify?
I think we look at each application, and the application that we're discussing, they cited regulations that were not applicable to their equipment. I'm not sure I can speak to yet to be established regulations or yet to be reviewed equipment.
It's possible, but it's possible the application was inadequate in citations.
That's
what I'm hearing.
I think it was. I don't have the negative use determination in front of me right now, but I think that's correct.
Yeah, I think, Bob, what it comes down to, and I don't want to get into the details of that application, the fact is that there has not been a source category promulgation for refining or for really any sector yet, right? And the question is, if folks, knowing that EPA has been green-lighted on certain aspects of their GHG rules, are going to be engaging in carbon capture as one component of carbon mitigation, is that equipment going to be seen as pollution control equipment? And the concern I've heard from several in the industry is that their product's case establishes a view, or at least it seems to fluid a view, that absent a specific source category regulation pointing at a sector, that carbon capture equipment isn't going to be pollution control, which is concerning given that there's broad regulatory framework that has been put in place, including a permit regime that's been upheld in part. You know, whether or not we like it, I'm not trying to get into the whole carbon mitigation debate. I'm just saying that there's a bunch of preparations that industry can make in for the world of regulated carbon, and the concern is that there's not really any certainty as to when an applicant is going to actually be able to get pollution control quick treatment on the equipment, given the hard stakes.
And it seems that the legislature anticipated this as a possibility or even probable.
Yeah, I mean, the test articulated by the legislature in subsection 16 of the KROS is that EPA regulates carbon dioxide as a pollutant.
Bennett, can you hear me?
Yes.
It seems like we're getting fairly deep into discussion of a particular recent executive director determination. I would suggest if we're going to dive into this particular topic, we have it on a future agenda at a more detailed posting. Don and I would like to do some research into this, but we're not prepared to say that we can discuss both sides of it based on what little agenda posting we have on this topic. Not opposed to discussing it at the next meeting, but I think we should more accurately describe it in the agenda so we can have a more thorough discussion of it. Don, do you disagree?
Well, I agree.
I can understand everyone not being prepared, and maybe this is just kind of teamed up for a later discussion. I certainly don't anticipate us making a decision today on this.
Yeah, certainly my intention, Bennett, is to just tee it up for future dialogue. And I mean, it just came to everybody's attention, I think, and the first question was really if the ED actually has something they want to articulate on it. I certainly agree that if we're going to get into a detail back and forth, we want to post it and more fully dialogue on it. But I don't think there's any harm in hand if the ED wanted to say anything. I think they made it clear they don't really want to speculate beyond what the opinion says, so we can kind of leave it alone with that. But it is something that we talked about before. It's something that I think is right for our next meeting discussion, and I'll take the job of trying to tee up some, summary of the issue so that people can think and discuss or have notice of what the discussion might look like, I guess is the way I put it, before the next meeting.
I would appreciate that, and I appreciate there won't be any action taken on it today, but I'd like to see a little more background material and then be better prepared to discuss it. Probably would work more easily at a live meeting versus a conference call, so I appreciate that.
Great. Great.
Is Alice on the phone yet? He's probably not.
This is Don. I was going to say, Mike, I appreciate you doing that because I'd like to get up to speed on the issues, but if we can also do that with enough time for the staff to provide their information as well, and so we can collect information from multiple perspectives ahead of that discussion, I think that would be necessary, and I appreciate that.
You bet.
Okay. Any other comments on this? All right, we'll move forward to any other business. Can we bring back up? Any new business? Okay, I'm pausing. So last time today that the public came, we'll ask the public committee has a chance to say something. All right. I don't want to drag this any longer than we have topics to discuss, so I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I will approve.
All right, can we get some names for the rest, call, please?
Roll in favor.
Okay.
Wayne Brazell, second.
Okay. All right. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Let's no.
Thanks, Bob. Take care of yourself.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks for having a record short meeting.
Thanks, Mr. Stafford, for setting this up. Thank you, everybody. Lord, for having us.